producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Remember that from, let's see if I can get Jennifer Ritchie on what television program that came from.
Get Smart. Yes.
No. Well, actually, that's a very good guess. Yeah.
Dragnet.
Hey, there you go. Who told you that?
Is that right? Nobody.
Come on.
I swear.
Really?
Just the facts, ma'am.
That was Bill Murray, but the Aykroyd's version of Jack Webb's Just the Facts, Ma'am.
Just the Facts, Ma'am.
Yeah, do you have the Jack Webb version of that?
No, I have to go into the archives. Those are buried in a cave that we're on right now.
Ooh, they don't like us there very much.
No, right. So
Death to America!
Just the Facts, Ma'am.
Right,
but that doesn't really mean death to America, according to Iran. They're just kidding.
Yeah.
Just big jokers. A
misunderstanding in the translation of it.
Yes.
Okay. So speaking of facts and figures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there has been much made of late aiming a sophisticated sort of doo-wop at Mr. Rubio and Mr. Mm-hmm. Cruz. And let's see, who else is running this from the Senate?
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. As to how many votes they've missed. I mean, you could say that about Chris Christie, John Kasich,
who are being
paid to do a job as well that they aren't doing because they're running around the country trying to get votes.
Well, here's what's happened. And USA Today, you can check it out. It was just published November 4th.
Yeah, because I don't believe what you're saying.
No, you can check out the story. It's a really cool one. They did a fact-check Q&A about missed votes by senators running for president. So during the last debate, Marco Rubio took a pretty big question in regards to an editorial that had run in Florida's Sun Sentinel,
mm-hmm.
in which the Sun Sentinel called for Marco Rubio to resign because he had missed 34% of his U.S. Senate votes in 2015.
Jeb actually tried to give him the smackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, you should go. You got to get out. You've missed too many votes. You're
getting paid. Jeb's not good at smackdowns, however.
No, it didn't come out too well for him.
Marco Rubio replied and said, look, this is a double standard. This is media bias. Yeah, I've missed some votes. I'm not disputing
votes.
But so did, and he brought up John Kerry and Barack Obama when they ran, and the Sun Sentinel.
Great role models.
Well, and the Sun Sentinel endorsed them, not called for their resignations. So USA Today said, okay, Rubio, how did these guys really do? How many votes did they miss? Doug, this is going to make your brain explode. So happy birthday.
Wow.
Okay, so Rubio, it's true, he doesn't dispute it, has missed 34% of his votes this year.
Mm-hmm.
But while campaigning for the Democratic nomination in 2008, Obama, then senator in Illinois, missed 64.3% of the votes in 2008.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he missed in 2007, 37.6% of the votes. So in those 2 years he was campaigning, the total average is 46.3% of the votes. He got the endorsement of the Sun Sentinel.
Okay, now, so it's double. The Sun Sentinel is the Miami newspaper, and it would make sense because of who was reading the newspaper. They would support Democrats and not Republicans.
Here's where your head's going to explode.
Okay.
John McCain, mm-hmm. Republican nominee in 2008,
right,
missed 80.5% of his votes in 2008, 55.9% in the year before that.
Wow.
John Kerry, who was the nominee in 2004, missed 89.8% of his votes that year while he was senator for Massachusetts.
They are both very close friends, McCain and...
Well, they have lots of time to hang out because they're not at work.
Yeah, right. They're very close friends.
Is that crazy?
Uh-huh.
So McCain and Kerry, obviously the worst offenders. McCain with 80% miss and 89.8% for John Kerry.
Yeah, because nobody was watching back then.
No, right. But now they are. Mm.
They're watching now.
The problem I have with Rubio is that he's just a phony.
He's a phony. Here's how they stack up. So Rubio has missed the most votes of the year of the five senators currently seeking the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders has missed the fewest. He's only missed 3.5 23.4%. In between them, in order, Lindsey Graham, who's missed 26.9%, Ted Cruz, who's missed 23.8%, and Rand Paul, who's very respectable, only missing 4.8% of the vote.
He's very serious about what he's doing. Doesn't he have a contest in his Senate
race?
He's
up for election, yeah.
Yeah, but does he have a serious contender, a serious opponent?
I think at some point he's going to have to decide what to do, though.
He'll get out. He's more interested in serving in the Senate now. He wants that visibility. He has a great platform. He does a good job explaining himself. It's not his time. It's just that simple. He's not wasting his time because people more and more are finding out about his libertarian views and his well-thought-out answers to questions that are provocative. I think he's very smart and understands what most Americans find troubling. But he hasn't articulated it as well because he's not bombastic like Trump is. And many of us have said Fiorina is doing a better job of actually dealing with or at least talking about the issues. What I think Paul brings to the table is he actually doing something about it on the floor of the Senate. Is anybody listening to him? Yeah, a few, but not enough. And I think that's sort of, I don't know that much about the Kentucky electorate. I don't have a sense about that state politically, but I will tell you that I think Rand Paul is a great example of somebody who works very hard at what he does. And Paul Ryan's another one, very serious about what they're doing. He may or may not agree with whether they are voting the right way or have the right philosophy, but they work hard at their trade, and that's what they get paid to do. In a moment, we're going to have Rob Reynolds, a television news reporter, who has focused this week on the 15th anniversary of the International Space Station. Right up your alley and my alley. That information and conversation next year on Good Day.
Get your money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich and Jennifer and I now have Rob Reynolds with us, who has been working in television news for 30 years, currently based with Al Jazeera in Los Angeles. This is the 15th anniversary of the first astronauts taking up residence on the International Space Station. And so you've been reporting some interesting facts, Rob, about what you first see this sort of in print and you see ISS and you think, well, this is a story about ISIS. But no.
Yeah, it's like, why are we celebrating the anniversary of those?
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
So,
International Space Station. It's a huge achievement, a real scientific and engineering achievement with a dozen countries involved, and it's seen many astronauts shuttle back and forth to space, and it's performed hundreds, even thousands of successful scientific experiments in this unique microgravity environment. So it's been there a long time, and the questions really are now, what the future of the International Space Station is.
Well, as long as this administration doesn't get a hold of it like they have the rest of the NASA budget, it's probably safe from our point of view. What I find interesting is that if you look at, I often am on the road early in the morning, 4 o'clock or so, and look up in the sky, and you see, if the moon's been very bright the last couple of incarnations, but so has the presence of the space station. It's very bright, and when you consider it's up there about 285 miles, and it's only about an acre, that's as much space as it takes up. It really is almost spellbinding, isn't it, Rob, when you think about what, and not only that sort of a superficial impact, but the other things that have been done up there in the name of science, right? And also humanity, people learning how to get along with each other from different environments, different countries, different backgrounds.
Well, that might be the biggest achievement, really. The science has been great, although nothing earth-shattering has come out of the science, but it's steady progress. But here you have the United States, Russia, the European Union with its space agency, and Japan all cooperating together to keep the space station, to construct the space station in the first place, mm-hmm. and then to keep it running, despite limited budgets, which are adequate to keep the space station going, but they're certainly not rising. So again, we have this question: what should the dollars that are allocated for NASA and indeed these other countries, if they wish to participate in another international venture in space, where should those dollars go? Should they go towards keeping the space station in orbit and operating past 2024, which is the current date for deciding on whether to keep it going, or should that money be channeled towards other things, perhaps a trip to Mars? And it's interesting that the NASA's administrator Bolden just yesterday announced that NASA's now taking applications.
Yeah.
Like you can send in your resume and get on a list to go to Mars sometime in the next couple of decades. I'm not sure how many people would want to do that, but I'm sure they're going to get quite a response.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the dilemma, really. You have a limited amount of money. We're not going to spend like we did on the Apollo program to go to the moon. But if we want to get off Earth, if we want to go to Mars, then we have to make decisions here.
Yep. Yeah, and there are a lot of things that public needs to get behind it because we realize that it is one of the great things that our country does in the name of advancement in science, et cetera, et cetera. It teaches kids so much, frankly. Rob, thank you for your overview. Rob Reynolds, the reporter for Al Jazeera covering the International Space Station, which is now celebrating its 15th anniversary up above us 200 and some odd miles in the sky.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the Good Day program with a tribute to Glenn Frey and the Eagles. As it turns out, the Eagles are putting off their Kennedy Center tribute because of Glenn Frey's health issues. The announcement was made the Eagles will not participate in the December 6th ceremony. They will also honor Carole King, George Lucas, among others. It's the Kennedy Center Honors show that's always done in December, and the playback is usually the week between Christmas and New Year's. Glenn Frey will be 67 on Friday.
Do you want Frey with that?
Has suffered from intestinal problems, which he blames on his drug use during the band's early years.
He attributes it to drug, when he did drugs in the early years of the band.
All right, Richie, here we have, what do we
this is Glenn Frey. Here's something. Don Henley before. Oh, my, my.
Their first hit. Big, big, big song. But the Eagles have been fantastic with their sound. Yeah, this is my favorite, Richie. Crank it up, will you please? Do me a favor. Birthday present. Isn't that great, though? Listen to that way they put that all together.
Wait, you know what's great about them? This right here. Listen to the banjo. And, well,
this is not a banjo.
But they got like four guitars here, a banjo, a ukulele, or not a ukulele, a mandolin. Come on, baby, don't say by the way, on my bucket list, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
To go stand on that corner in Winslow, Arizona. Jack Diamond, one of the DJs here in Washington and all around the country, he did it. He's got a picture of himself standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
It's on Route 66.
I think you're right.
You get a shot there. I'll think about that. To the limit. One more time.
That was bad. This is Henley.
That was bad? What do you mean?
Your version of it.
Please. So what the Kennedy Center has said is they'll push off the Eagles honoring until next year. They won't do it this year. Then just another great Eagles song. Cranks up a chicken. I like New Kid in Town as well. It's a good song.
I love that whole album.
Yeah.
This is early Eagles here.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to your senses?
Hales Parado.
You've been out riding fences for so long now.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about the Eagles is they had to fight the kind of the stamp that they were a country band until they went out and got Joe Walsh.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of solidified them as a real rock and roll band. And that's when all the craziness started with them, too. I mean, yeah, they had a little craziness, but Walsh, he's certifiable. And when he started touring with them, it was just like they were a solid rock band and were respected in the rock community.
Lots of respect is due and warranted here. Excellent.
But their guitar harmonies are unmatched. You listen to that. Hotel California is going to be the most famous one, where they're basically doing the two-part guitar harmonies all the way through. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. It's great. It's phenomenal. And then to back it up with their vocal harmonies, just a great, great, great band.
All right, so we're paying tribute to the Eagles with a good thought, holding a good thought for Glenn Frey's health. Hopefully the operation on his intestines will come out well for him, and he can come back and sing again. 28 after on Good Day.
The attributes of high oleic oil soybeans continue to impress growers around the country. More today as the United Soybean Board sponsors the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Take back the market share you lost to other crops with high oleic soybeans. High oleic are top performing varieties packed with innovation your customers want. Better nutritional qualities for more food customers and higher heat stability for new markets. Grow it now to grow your profitability. The yield you want, the demand you need. That's high oleic soybeans. For the best varieties in your area, talk to your local seed rep or visit soyinnovation.com. Funded by the Soy Checkoff.
When I spoke with Rochester, Indiana farmer Luke Smith this fall, he'd harvested about 600 of the 900 acres of high oleic soybeans at Smith Farms this year. He's sold on high oleic.
I haven't ran into any downside. You know, we have an event for all our landowners every year, and last year we decided to use the oil in a fish fry for them, and the response was pretty good. Everybody actually wished they could buy some off the shelf and use it on a daily basis. My sister bugs me all the time about getting more oil. People that have used it like it, and I hope it continues.
Smith has planted DuPont Pioneers Plenish high oleic soybeans for 4 years.
That's a good bean. There's no yield drag, and we're creating another demand for our soybeans. So I think it's great for the farmer. It's great for the consumer. And everybody that uses it, they can buy their products domestically here in the United States instead of importing them from Canada or something like that. And you get a nice little premium for growing them.
Smith Farms has its own grain elevator and serves as a collection point for high oleic beans for ADM. Learn more at soyinnovation.com. The United Soybean Board brings you the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Program 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Joy Brown here on the program for a morning visitation. Some of the things that Joy is, as most of you know, I hope you know, an experienced broadcaster, has had her own program for decades. It's heard from noon to three every day. Go to drjoy.com and check out where she is and what she's talking about when she comes here. Well, sometimes she visits with us in what we call, in the radio biz, long form. She likes to help out on the program from time to time, and she's fun because she has interesting things to challenge the rest of us in our thinking about. And then there are those things that she specializes in, like trying to make people help, I shouldn't say make, that's not the right word, help people understand themselves. There's a big to-do in our country now with a focus on self-esteem, and when children learn self-esteem and how it carries with them or doesn't through their lives. I saw something that was published about a study. Five-year-old children may only read and write at a basic level, the earliest learning how to understand the concept of speech, etc. But the sense of self is surprisingly sophisticated, says this study, suggesting, Joy, that by kindergarten, a child's self-esteem is as strong as it will be in adulthood. Do you agree with the findings? And what do we need to know about self-esteem? Because in many people's minds, it's been overemphasized by, and I suppose an example would be, I'm the proud parent of a honor student at Mafuski Junior High School. I think that's phony and artificial self-esteem. How do we really give people a good, strong sense of self?
Okay. There are 15 questions in there. Let's see if
yes,
I can
there are. And you know that's why you like to be here, because I answer all of my questions usually with my...
with your questions.
But I left you a couple here.
Well, a couple here. And it's his birthday, so we have to let him do whatever he wants.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So number one, self-esteem. As you say, it's been around for a while. My thing is that it's one of the few terms in psychology that's actually accurately defined and stated. It's self. It's not mom. It's not teacher. It's not Sunday school. It's not brother and sister. It's not boyfriend or girlfriend. It's self, which keeps getting lost in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Esteem is an active form of valuing. All right, so it's not like admiration. It's not like complacency. It's not like bragging. It's esteem. So it's you valuing something that you do. So most parents, if you lined up 100 parents in a room and said, if your kid comes in and says, Mommy or Daddy, do you like my picture? I would say at least 99 of them would say, yeah, it's great. Wrong answer. The answer is, yeah, do you like it? Because let's just look at it from the kid's point of view. If the kid just slopped it off and convinced their parents that this is art, parents are an idiot. So you're not going to pay attention to anything they say, especially artwork. If it's something that you really worked at hard, then you know you did a good job, and if they don't like it, so no matter, the point is that self-esteem is not other people's esteem, it's self-esteem, number one. Number two, I think the study, and I don't know the one you're referring to, but both Piaget and Freud argued that a kid's personality structure, which is not the same as self-esteem at all, but it's the basis of what forms self-esteem, but it's not the same, is formed by Freud would have said 2.5, Piaget would have said 4.5. So that notion that who we are is determined very early and is set very early is not a new idea. So the idea being, and I would argue that you don't get really that sense of self-esteem that we're talking about as an adult until, maybe we assume adulthood starts at 18. It doesn't. At earliest, probably mid-30s, where you can look and say, well, I don't have to blame my parents for that, or I don't have to give them credit for that. I did that. And I may be an amalgamation of my parents and my teachers and myself, but this is what I choose to do, and I choose to do it till I can do it well, and then I can value it because I do it well. Now, having said that, we know that kids are very unself-conscious at about 2.5, in those early ages, which has the sense that the tools for self-esteem, the ability to judge, to feel good about yourself, to evaluate, is probably intact. But I think self-esteem, I would also argue, is different things at different times. When you're 3, being able to do a somersault makes you feel great. When you're 30, hopefully you've moved beyond that to something slightly more sophisticated. So, or maybe not.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, I know you guys have
somersault last week.
I know you have somersault conventions where the result is a beer, which is then you do another somersault.
Exactly.
So the idea being, let me give you sort of a metaphor, because you know I love metaphors. We're born with a brain. Our mind is what happens as we use our brain. Right? So we're born with a sense, probably fairly early on, if not born, it's fairly in place, and it's partially nurture, partially nature, relatively early on. But how we form our lives is really much more up to, it's going to change, and it certainly is going to be affected by other people and by self. But self-esteem is self-esteem. It's not anybody else's esteem.
Hmm. And so from all of that, and I think it's clinical, but in the practical use of the term, one learns it by him or herself. It isn't taught.
I think that's true. Although
what about exposure or your environment?
Well, there are. I was going to say there are feedback loops. So, for example, I can sort of think that I told a really funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody laughs. Now, does that mean that I don't think the joke is funny, or that I have to reevaluate the audience, or a little bit of both? That's going to depend a little bit on personality, how often it happens that you tell the same joke and it doesn't. I mean, if you listen, let me give you a good example. If you listen to stand-up comedians, whether it's Jerry Seinfeld or George Carlin or, you know, anybody, Joan Rivers, all of whom I happen to know a little bit, Seinfeld not so much, they will tell you that they flopped early on, that they will tell you about horrible experiences in clubs, at birthday parties, Rodney Dangerfield, where nobody thought what they did was funny. But clearly their sense of self, or whether we call it driven or ambition or confidence, made them continue so that they evolved to a place where other people would applaud. But the very fact that they got to that point had to be determined somewhat by their sense of, I can do this, this is important to me, I think this is funny. Okay, is that a more less clinical example?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think, but it's what we, and people hold things differently. People's memory works differently.
Memory is a whole different thing. I mean, look, let's think of it. Let me just talk. You know, some days you've done a really good show.
Yes.
Right? Some days you know, it was okay. Now, the other people may respond. What's extraordinary is the people on your really great show may think, gee, Doug, you were a little off today. And on the show where you were phoning it in, people say, wow, that one really worked.
I know.
So other it's people's opinion is interesting.
Yes.
But not relevant to self-esteem. Or not basic to self-esteem. Let's say it can have some relevancy, because all of us are very social creatures, we human beings. Our brains are wired that way. But self-esteem is a different ballgame.
So when Richie makes fun or is critical of what I do, it doesn't affect or ought not to affect my sense of self or self-esteem. I should just
it doesn't necessarily
source.
Affect your sense. Well, it's you can consider the source. You can also evaluate whether or not, I mean, I think that the nice thing about other people responding to us, as opposed to doing this in a blank room, is that we can sort of say, okay, here's what he thought. Let me take what I thought and put them together and see if there's something I can learn from this, or should I just consider the source, or could he be right, or should I try something different? So if we view self-esteem not as a monolithic thing, but as an evolving kind of river, then other people's opinion can help us reevaluate. But the reevaluation comes from us. The basic is us. Is
what
self.
We take as important.
Hmm. Yeah. And what we're willing to try. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Dr. Joy Brown with us here on the Good Day program at 43 past the hour. You've heard me talk about the amazing impact, the effect, if you will, of Genucel in taking care of the bags under your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes, the dark circles around your eyes. That all is true, and it works. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be selling this product. Whenever you see a product been on the market for a long time, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out, this must be a successful product, otherwise it wouldn't have survived. People try it, they like it, and they come back and they use it again because it's well thought out. It comes from research done on plant stem cell therapy. They have found an ingredient in several different types of plants that extracts the water from under your eyes. That's what the bags are, the puffiness, that sort of thing. It takes it out. Now, here comes something else to consider. Along with Genucel, which is aimed at taking care of bags and puffiness, not makeup, this is what actually takes away the effects of the bags and puffiness, now comes the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which is another powerful, all-natural treatment. This time, this product, the Platinum Dark Cell Treatment, precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, around your eyes, so that when you're done using it, won't take long for you to fix the problem. It doesn't look like you have makeup on, because you don't. It looks like you dealt with a problem. Get rid of the dark circles. Get rid of the bags of puffiness. You buy Genucel in the usual order when you call 800-543-9262, and then they will send you a complimentary tube of this Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, so you can see how it works around your eyes. And then ultimately, obviously, they'd like you to try that as well in the 3-month one. But try a month's worth of Platinum Dark Cell Treatment with your regular order of Genucel. And when you call 800-543-9262, you'll also be asked if you would like to have a luxury gift. And one of the choices, I believe, is Esotique, their skin cream for your face. Take that. It's great. But there are other things. You may change your mind once you hear what the offerings are. But the best thing to do is to get on the horn now while you're thinking about it. If you're looking at your face and you want to get rid of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, the dark circles under your eyes, call 800 543-9262. You will not be disappointed. You will be excited, but the way they put this deal together won't last forever, so get it now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the costs of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
All right, Doug Stephens, Good Day Program, 48 past the hour. I'm going to ask Joy Brown to give me, from her doctoral perspective, a little advice on how to handle an email that came from an angry listener. This angry listener suggested, after hearing me discuss the Republican presidential candidates, I said that they were angry. And so his response to that is, the fact that you and other Democrats are not angry at the destruction of our country and Europe by progressives and liberals shows how out of touch you and your ilk are with reality. As the third world destroys all Christian values, you Democrats help them at every turn. You don't seem to have the capacity to learn from the past, so elect Hillary and watch the USA sink further into the abyss. Okay, so I've not ever been a Democrat. I can count on one hand the number of Democrats I've voted for in my life. So how is it that people who have this point of view think that because you don't seem to be one, then you must therefore be another?
Well, it's not only that. It's that if you're not like them, that you're not a patriot.
Right.
That you're, you know,
yes.
you're a traitor.
Yeah.
All right. Here's how I would respond to that. Remembering that one of my little sort of stalwart theories is stupid and cheerful, I would write and say, it was really interesting to get your email. And first of all, let me just correct one mistaken notion, which is I'm a registered whatever, Episcopalian.
Right.
But I'd be fascinated to hear what your solutions are to some of these issues, because you bring up some interesting points. You know, kill them with kindness. That if mm-hmm. if you ignore it, well, I mean, you could certainly ignore it.
I can ignore it.
But I think the hate mails and
is that
the hate
mail
calls,
or just
no, it's not really a hate mail.
Huh.
He's really I think what he's hoping. Well, I think what he's hoping is to convert you. You know, we were talking before about self-esteem and feedback loops, and I think what he's hoping is Doug is, you know, I listened to his program, obviously, and so if I could just show him the light,
yes,
then he would understand it.
The light in the American way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you for the email. Thank you, Dr. Joy Brown, for being here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We have just the expert here for you on the Good Day program. In a moment, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, they're the publisher of the Frommer's Travel Guide, will be here. We'll be talking about holiday travel. Is it too early to book? Is it too late to book? And some of the other ancillary things that surround concerns and a focus on travel this week here on Good Day.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, kid,
I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. In the Doug Good Day program, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, frommers.com, a great place to get travel advice. I have a couple of anecdotal things here, Pauline, as we get started. This is the anniversary of Northwest Flight 188. On this date, 2009, overflying its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles. Remember when the air traffic controllers tried to wake the pilots up for an hour and they couldn't get to them?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. So was a crazy one.
What do incidents like that do to the reputation of an airline? Do people actually think, I'm not going to book any flights on Northwest, which doesn't exist anymore anyway, it's part of Delta, but do people think that? Do you think that's their experience? Or they just hear the story and say, oh, or do they take like sort of umbrage at all airlines and airplanes?
I think it really depends on how many incidents there have been. Obviously, Malaysia Air is in trouble now financially. I think a lot of people are very nervous at the prospect of flying that airline.
Yeah.
Others survive it because, frankly, there aren't that many.
Yeah.
We don't have that much choice anymore.
No, we don't.
So it doesn't seem to be affecting travel. This recent tragedy with the plane in Egypt. Will probably affect travel to Egypt more than that airline.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are nervous about the security procedures because folks who seem to know think it might have been a bomb, the worst bombing in 20 years, if that's the case.
You know, as a personal anecdote, my lady friend is traveling in Egypt right now. She was in Cairo for 3 days, and now she's taking a cruise up the Nile from the Anwar region where the dam is, and they flew down there the other night, and this was the day of the crash that she got on a plane in Cairo. It took her 2 hours to get through security. They had changed everything, and it was a two-hour-plus wait to just get on this plane to take the hour-and-a-half ride down to the Anwar area.
Well, I'm better the wait than any kind of problem.
Yes, right.
I'm glad that they're changing the security down there. I mean, I think this is really going to badly impact their tourism industry, which already was badly impacted by all the problems of the last couple of years.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the way people ought to be approaching travel for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Is it too early? The bargain's going to continue. There have been a lot of people say it'll be cheaper. How do you figure things are going to happen?
There are no bargains anymore, especially for Thanksgiving. Those were gone a couple of months back. And every day you wait to book an airfare for Christmas is a day that fare is going to be getting more expensive. We got kind of laissez-faire about airfares right after 9/11 when airfares were so cheap. It's just not the case anymore. There aren't as many seats in the sky as there are would-be flyers, especially around the holidays. So book now. And if you're going to be driving, which the vast majority of people are, be smart about it. Make sure you check your car. Make sure you have an emergency kit with you that has a car jack, that has blankets, that has a charger for your cell phone, which is your most important tool right now. The vast majority of people are going to be on the highways. So avoid the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after,
which are the
worst travel days of the year.
Awful. Find good hotel rooms as well if you're driving. You got to get on that. Don't wait till the last minute. There are a lot of these sorts of bits and pieces of advice. The travel guide, Frommer's Travel Guide at frommers.com. Pauline Frommer here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.